With today's top stories, I'm Tonataka Villa.
The Bank of Namibia has cut the repo rate by 25 basis points to 6.50% to continue supporting the domestic economy while maintaining the peg between the Namibia dollar and the South African rand. The governor of the Bank of Namibia, Johannes Kavahab.
This was done following a review of international, regional and domestic economic developments. Our decision to reduce the repo rate is entirely data-driven. Let us consider the factors in the domestic economy that has informed this decision. Domestic economic activity has weakened, inflation remains subdued, while growth in private sector credit extension has improved further, although it remains relatively weak. The merchandise trade deficit has narrowed further, while the stock of international reserves remains sufficient to maintain the currency peg and meet the country's international financial obligations.
An image of a rare hyena standing in front of an abandoned building in a former diamond mining town here in Namibia has won the Wildlife Photography of the Year 2025 award, shot by South African photographer Wim van den Heever in Coolmanskop, entitled Ghost Town Visitor. The photo is the product of 10 years' work using camera trap technology. Here's Wim.
When I looked at the picture as it came up on my camera, I couldn't believe my eyes. It is the ghost that I've always dreamt of. It speaks volumes of what Coolmanskop really is, an abandoned diamond mine, and is being reclaimed by the desert. We can capture the beauty and we can bring it home to people that can't necessarily see it on a daily basis.
Health Minister Dr. Esperance Luvindao has tabled the 2025 Mental Health Bill in Parliament. The bill is intended to replace the outdated 1973 law and supports a rights-based, community-centered approach to mental health care and makes services more accessible. Namibia recorded more than 100,000 mental health cases and 540 suicides in 2024. Windhoek-based psychologist Dr. Sean Whitaker reacts to the development.
The new mental health bill is a very significant development for Namibia. So that old Mental Health Act doesn't reflect Namibia's democratic values or international human rights standards. Namibia, of course, has a mental health crisis at the moment, with over 100,000 recorded mental health cases and more than 540 suicides in 2024-2025. So the urgency of the reform is very clear. This new bill is the rights of patients.
To South Africa now, where COSATU says the HIV prevention drug lenacapavir will be a game changer for the country. This is a revolutionary long-acting injectable drug that offers 6 months of protection with just 2 annual doses. South African Health Minister Aaron Motsoaledi has revealed that they intend to roll out the drug as early as March next year. COSATU's Matthew Parks.
The procurement of Alien into South Africa has been made possible by strategic interventions by the Minister of Health, Aaron Motsoaledi, with COSATU and the Department of Health working with the Global Fund. We'll be amongst the first countries to receive the Alien drug. There's also been a major injection of cash allocated through the Global Fund. Over the next 3 years, South Africa will receive more than $400 million to fund this activity.
And India is fast-tracking bilateral trade talks with the United States to clinch an agreement by November. The push comes as New Delhi faces pressure over its export tariffs and energy ties with Russia.
After a pause in negotiations caused by U.S. tariff hikes on Indian goods, both sides agreed to resume talks this week, according to a report by Bloomberg. India has also pledged to source more energy and gas from the U.S. to help balance the trade equation. Indian officials are also set to be accelerating negotiations to meet a tight deadline, citing the need to ease trade tensions and unlock market access for key export sectors. India's Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal has expressed optimism about finalizing a deal by November, even as geopolitical complications linger. Kshitij Nagar, New Delhi.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.